Of Eros and Dust by City Boys, read by Rhea 314. Pairing Katsukiyuri Victor Nikiforov and Pijit Chulanant and Katsukiyuri Friendship. Rating General Audiences, no archive warnings apply. Yuri is still in his training wear when Pijit corners him outside the GPF venue, throwing an arm around Yuri's shoulders and nearly sending both of them falling to the ground. "Yuri," he chirps, his voice in Yuri's ear, burying what Yuri's half-sure was a surprised, "Wow," from Victor behind them. "Wanna walk back to the hotel with me? Just like old times. I don't know where Chow Chow went." Pijit's bright-eyed as always, but the look he gives Yuri is pointed, knowing. It had taken Yuri years to adjust to that look, to being known, to letting someone in enough for them to be able to say something like that, a question asking, "Are you okay?" as much as it is an invitation to spend time together. Yuri feels the guilt, abrupt, the guilt of worrying Pijit on a night like this of all times, of having Pijit watch out for him, even here, even now. But before he can open his mouth to decline, Victor's already making the decision for him. "I'll take the cab back to the hotel, then," he's saying, to Pijit mostly, equally bright-eyed. He looks like a gracious coach like this, like Celestino shooing off Pijit and Yuri to have free time after long practices. "I wanted to take a shower anyway." Pijit waves at the cab as it leaves them standing there on the curb outside the CCIB. "Oh, whoops. Was that a good idea? Do you guys usually shower together?" Yuri elbows Pijit before he can think about it, spluttering, "Pijit-kun." Pijit's laughing, grabbing Yuri by the elbow and wrapping their arms around each other's instead. By the time he stares Yuri toward the direction of the hotel, however, his face has softened, has turned thoughtful, and Yuri pretends, at first, not to hear him when he asks, "What's going on, Yuri?" Yuri opens his mouth, then closes it, almost biting down on his tongue. Quietly, he asks, "What do you mean?" It's instinct to deflect. Not to refuse outright, but to try and raise up his defenses at least one more time. But Pijit has always been good at casually hopping over Yuri's walls, and he doesn't take the bait. "Yuri," he says instead, not unkind, "you've had that look on your face since you congratulated me. Talk to me."
"Pijit-kun."
Pijit pouts at him as they stop in front of the crossing lights. "You already chose sleep over me the other night. You can't get out of having this conversation, too." Yuri watches the cars rush through the street they're facing as the traffic light turns green, watches front lights and rear lights rush by in a blur of white. He and Pijit used to do this a lot in Detroit, walk back to their apartment just for some much-needed downtime, or take the long way home on purpose just so they can have a conversation that they won't pick up within the walls of their own room. It's a neat system, one that had gotten them through years of homesickness and frustration, and it calms Yuri down now. It's nostalgia, maybe, or Pijit's kind, knowing smile, or just an unconscious need to talk about it. But he starts talking as the pedestrian light turns green. About the Eros routine, about Victor, about the ring, about skating. Yuri's no stranger to the fact that he's made up of impossibilities and contradictions, that there will always be parts of him that go against each other, that uncertainty will always be there, because he's nothing if not adept at overthinking things. But it doesn't make it any easier, being confronted by thought after thought after thought, thoughts that at some point go beyond what he does know is rational, thoughts that snake around him and haunt him until he's forced to inhale as much air into his lungs, and remind himself that he is not made of just thoughts. It's difficult as it is, when his heart has to fight with what his brain knows, but it's more difficult competing as a skater like this, when it has to fight with his body, too, when fear has to knock heads with muscle memory. And Yuri doesn't trust that about himself, doesn't trust himself to do the things he has to do, when so much of him is in conflict, when he can barely focus on anything past the perpetual cold in his chest and stomach, because there's too much going on. It never ends. Some days it's better, when you can think through the fog and rationalize through things, when you can be semi-comfortable with what he feels and trust that. But some days, it's harder. Harder because he can't afford not to trust himself. Can't afford to screw up like he's done before. Not when there's so much hanging on what he expects of himself. And he does. He does screw up. Picks the wrong thing to focus on from the moment the music starts playing. Fails at that, too. He loses himself in the wrong kind of eros, the dangerous, maddening kind, and forgets about everything else. Feels the weight of the ring on his finger and lets his mind drift where it shouldn't have. It doesn't get better from there. Not when he sees Victor. Sees Victor and is confronted with all that Victor's leaving behind. The choice that Yuri maybe has been adamant about not giving him. It doesn't get better from there. Not when Yuri hears Victor talk about Odebeck and realizes it will be impossible to surprise Victor all the time, for the rest of their lives. That there will always be a deadline, even if Yuri doesn't give it one. There are a number of things Yuri doesn't trust himself to do. Interacting with people he has no idea how to talk to. Not overfeeding Pajit's hamsters. Seeing his figure skating dreams through before he really has to retire. And, most of all, bringing with it fear like nothing else Yuri has felt before. Retaining Viktor Nikiforov's love and attention. There is, of course, the part of Yuri that loves Viktor, has always loved Viktor. Even though that love has changed in the past year, has taken on new shapes, and made a nest out of Yuri's chest like its home has been there this whole time. This part will willingly let himself be hated as the person that took Viktor away, if it means he gets to keep his love that he's discovering for the first time. If it means he gets to have this happiness for as long as he's allowed. This part doesn't care about anything else but dancing for Viktor. With Viktor. Because what matters most is getting Viktor to look at him and see him. But he'd lost track of that part earlier, because another part of him doesn't want to be the person that took away Viktor's old life. It's fine being the person to steal Viktor away from the world, but he isn't selfish enough to be okay, not at all, with stealing Viktor's world from him. It's a scary, paralyzing thought, only bolstered by the fear that someday it will be Viktor that leaves as easily as he'd arrived. That someday he will look away and it will be over. That all the love Yuri has felt will disappear just like that. No matter how hard Yuri tries to rationalize that, no, he won't, Viktor wouldn't leave him. It's a lot of things all at once. A lot of contradictions coming together. Too much and too fast, and it almost hurts saying it all out loud. Hearing his own breath hitch as he describes Victor's face to Pajit, who remains quiet throughout it all. Pajit hums when he's done, and Yuri realizes belatedly that he's rubbing circles on top of Yuri's thumb, bare without gloves. An old habit, too, one that Yuri welcomes. Pajit's quiet for a while. And then, he jumped with you, you know. Yuri frowns, doesn't even bother stopping it from taking over his face. When you tried the 4F, Pajit says as they stop in front of another pedestrian light. He jumped with you. I'm up after you, so I was getting ready ringside, and Viktor... Yuri, you should see the way he looks at you. Yuri's not completely blind to that. He knows what Victor's eyes look like when he's watching Yuri. He revels in it, loves being seen. But it makes it worse, knowing that could go away too. Yuri isn't selfish enough to stubbornly take away what Viktor loves, but he isn't selfish enough either to stand by and wait to get heartbroken. But Pajit says, "No, no, no, no," as they start walking again. His arm tightens around Yuri's, and his fingers still. Yuri, I love you. You know that, right? And I mean it with love when I say that you do this thing, where you get so caught up in your head and what you're feeling that you don't look at things from other people's perspectives. Yuri can see their hotel now, just a couple of more blocks away. Victor is probably already in the shower. The thought of coming back to that makes Yuri's stomach clench further. And when he turns to Pajit confused, he must look a lot more helpless than he wants to be. Pajit doesn't point it out. "What do you want, Yuri?" Yuri's answer hasn't changed, not since he'd asked to keep eating katsudon with Victor. That's still all he wants. The easiness in his chest when he's around Victor, the love he doesn't have to rein in, the way he can focus on Victor and Victor alone, and know it will be okay no matter what. He wants Victor to keep loving him, but he also wants to keep loving Victor, to keep this space in his heart that all this time may have been reserved for the feelings he's only figured out when Victor came into his life. At the end of the day, it isn't about skating. It's about being happy with Victor, with being loved and content and happy and understood. Not just loved the way his family loves him unconditionally, not just supported blindly. It's intoxicating, Victor's attention. But more than that, Yuri wants the faith that Victor has in him, the part of Yuri that made Victor want to stay, and the feelings they have for each other that compelled Victor to say in front of everyone, "These are engagement rings." It's so new, but it also feels familiar in its warmth, and half of Yuri knows Victor will never coldly leave him, but the other half is afraid that he's making that assumption selfishly, as callous as Victor scolded him for being when they'd met Minami. It's hard to keep it all in balance, knowing that at the center of it all is one desire and only one, Victor. He doesn't say any of this out loud, but when he comes to, refocuses back on what they're doing, they're almost at the hotel, and Pajit's cheerily humming what sounds like Terra Incognita under his breath. Always multitasking, but always looking out for Yuri. When he sees Yuri turn to him, he smiles. "And Victor? What does Victor want?" Yuri tries not to let the day replay in his head. He doesn't quite succeed. For a moment, he's back at the bottom of the stairs, staring at Victor's back and wondering, in a moment of irrationality, if someday he'll have to look at that and know Victor won't return. In a murmur, he says, "To go back to skating." Pajit winces, doesn't even bother to try and hide it. "Did he tell you that?" Yuri's heart feels too heavy. He didn't have to. "Uh-uh." Pajit holds up a finger, smiling. "Not what I asked. Did he tell you that?" Yuri swallows. "No." Pajit shrugs. Yuri feels it, full-bodied through the fabric of both their coats. "There we go. It never, ever, ever hurts to ask," Pajit says, oddly sage for someone who takes and uploads pictures as he pleases. But Pajit's cheer has always been the front gate to a stubborn maturity that Yuri has always, always appreciated, has always relied on despite their age gap. And Yuri does feel a little reprimanded, despite how sweetly Pajit smiles at him. "I know the kind of things you assume, Yuri. Unless you talk it out, unless you say it out loud, you'll just keep burying yourself further and further into worst-case scenarios, you know?" Yuri knows. Only that knowledge hasn't stopped him from overthinking each time. They stop in front of the front doors of their hotel. Pajit's still not done. "We're talking about the guy that flew across the world to live with you. He could have left at any time. No, don't interrupt me. But he didn't. He chose to be with you, Yuri. You didn't, like, drag him from Russia to Japan. You're adults. There are choices made from both sides, yeah? Don't make Victor's choice for him." Yuri doesn't have anything to say to that. Pajit doesn't wait for one, dragging them both into the hotel. He looks at Pajit. Pajit, who could have gone back to his hotel room early and gotten more rest. Could have sneaked in a few more practices tonight, but chose instead to approach Yuri and talk to him. Pajit, who would hate to lose as much as Yuri would, who is as determined to get gold as Yuri is, but still effortlessly balanced that with the fact that he is Yuri's best friend. "I'm sorry," Yuri says quietly while they wait for the elevator. "That you had to..."
"Nope,"
Bajit says, so abrupt despite being cheerful that it almost sounds like he's snapping instead.
"Try again."
Yuri can't help it. He manages a smile. "Thank you for listening."
"Good,"
Bajit smiles back. "You're always welcome."
"You didn't have to, though,"
Yuri can't help but say.
"I did, though?"
Scenario 1. You go back like this and don't get sleep and screw up your free skate tomorrow.
Scenario 2.
You talk to Victor like this and you two get all emotional and both of you will be on edge tomorrow. Bajit takes both off on one hand. Either way, it would be a shame to win my gold medal tomorrow thanks to one of my rivals being in bad shape because of a lover's tiff. That's not very fair.
"Your gold medal, huh?"
Yuri says. He doesn't have to force the smile now.
"As much as I'd love to be your best man ASAP, Yuri,"
Bajit sings, waggling his eyebrows,
"you know I do have other priorities, too."
It feels cathartic to laugh at that, even if the reminder of the ring on his finger and the promise it belongs to sits heavy on Yuri's chest. "Besides," Bajit says as the elevator doors slide open and he finally lets Yuri's arm go. "The world will thank me tomorrow when they see you skate that song for Victor." Yuri doesn't know how to respond to that, but he doesn't have to. Bajit nudges him into the elevator alone, already waving his phone. "I'm going to call Chow Chow and check where he went, so..." Just before the door closes, though, he adds, "Talk to Victor, yeah? Good night." The sudden silence of the elevator, in such heavy contrast to being around Bajit, feels like a slap against Yuri's cheek. He takes a deep breath, and it's shaky, but his words are ready by the time he gets himself into the hotel room. He doesn't hear the shower running, but the beds are empty and the light is still on in the bathroom. Tentatively, he knocks. Victor responds halfway through the second one.
"Yuri?"
"Yeah, I just got back."
His voice cracks a little near the end, and Yuri clears his throat.
Are you almost done?"
Yuri barely registers Victor's muffled affirmation through the certainty that hits him. That he wants this. Yuri wants this. He wants hotel rooms shared with Victor. Coming back to Victor. Being with Victor. It's something he's always been sure of, from the moment it became reality. Only now it isn't up to him, because Bajit was right. Yuri can't make the choice for someone else. So he lowers his hand and says into the quiet of the hotel room, "Victor?"
"Hmm?"
It's surprisingly loud, even through the door. "When you're done, can we talk?" The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.